The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. In those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up to the day that Noah entered the ark. They did not know until the flood came and carried them all away. So will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be out in the field, one will be taken and one will be left. Two women will be grinding at the mill, one will be taken and one will be left. Therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on which day your Lord will come. Be sure of this. If the master of the house had known the hour of night when the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and not let his house be broken into. So too, you also must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." The Gospel of the Lord. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
This is New Year's Day. This is the beginning of the new church year. The first Sunday of Advent begins a new church year, so this is a Happy New Year day. We always begin this new year, first Sunday of Advent. Of course, there's another New Year's Day coming along, but for us as Christians, this marks the beginning of a new cycle of reading. So this year we're going to have the A cycle, and it will be Matthew who will be the primary gospel that we will listen to each week. And the new year of the Christian calendar always begins with the season of Advent, always begins with Advent. And then we get into ordinary time, we get into Lent, Easter, ordinary time, then back to Advent. So basically what we have every year is the retelling of the story of salvation. So every year we hear at least three times, three different ways from different gospel writers, we hear the story of salvation. And the story of salvation, we all know it, that God created the world, Adam and Eve sinned. No matter what people did, they couldn't save themselves. So God himself became a human being, suffered, died, rose from the dead to break the power of sin and death, so that we could be free from fear and sin, and then make a choice to follow the Lord. That's really the story of salvation, and we hear it retold every year. Why? Well, we forget. We go out on our merry way, and we forget the story. And so again and again, we have to hear the story of salvation for ourselves, but so also we can take it out into the world and proclaim it to other people, because that's why we're here. That's why God calls the church together, to know this story and then go to share it with other people. And it's a wonderful story because it's all about God's love for us. And during Advent, in a special way, we hear this year from the prophet Isaiah, who really is the Advent prophet. In fact, some of the early writers of the church referred to the book of Isaiah as the fifth gospel, because it was so important. And really what he says is, God's going to come again, he's going to bring fulfillment to his plans, so basically get ready, be prepared. And that's what Paul says in his writing today from Romans, and that's what Jesus says. He says, stay awake. We know the Lord's coming back. Are we ready to greet him when he comes? Are we ready? If he came in this door right now and said, okay, time's over, how would we react? Would we run out the back door? Or would we do what that opening prayer said? We would run towards the Lord because we're so thrilled that he's come to bring fulfillment to his plan of salvation. But that's the question we have to ask ourselves each day. Am I ready? And it's not that God hasn't done something to get us ready. We have to do the work to be ready. And of course, we have everything we need to be ready. We have the sacraments, sacrament of penance, so that if we are afraid because of sin, we can get rid of that very easily. And of course, preparation is all about loving God fully and completely and loving my neighbor as myself, so that if I'm doing that, there's no reason to fear the coming of the Lord. But during Advent, in a special way, we are called to pray, Lord, come soon, come quickly, please, please come quickly. That's supposed to be our prayer. So, of course, God doesn't need our encouragement, but we need to encourage ourselves to encourage God. Because as we look at the world, we see what's going on in the world. Only God can bring about the fulfillment, the end of violence, the beginning of peace, true peace. Only God can do that in the world. So that's why we pray for that. And we should be encouraging everyone to pray for that. You know, I hear people say, you know, I'm not ready to die, whatever. Well, what's getting in the way of that? And all sorts of reasons come along. But ultimately, what God wants to give us is absolute fulfillment in the kingdom of God, the new Zion, the new Jerusalem. That's what we hear from Isaiah. And that's the perfect life, because it's with God. It's heaven. And so do we long for heaven? Do we want to be with God? Do we pray, Lord, come, come quickly, so that I can be with you for all eternity? Because that's what, of course, we're called to pray for. And during Advent, in a special way, we commemorate one particular coming of the Lord, and that's Christmas, when God himself became a human being, came to us in human form, and then we anticipate and pray for his second coming at the end of time. So there's two commemorations going on, preparing for Christmas, but also preparing for the end of the world, when God will come for us. So again, we shouldn't be afraid, but rather we say, yeah, this is what the Lord's promised. He said to us, stay awake. We're told, be prepared. That, of course, is what John the Baptist was always saying, be prepared, repent, because the kingdom of God is at hand. That's our message, the message we're supposed to be living, and the message we're called to take out into the world. So we have a lot of work to do, obviously. And there's one thing in particular that comes through, especially in the reading from Isaiah and from Paul, and of course even in our responsorial psalm. It's about the fulfillment that comes only through Jesus Christ in the kingdom of heaven. And the one hallmark of it that stands out in the readings today is peace. Peace. We hear in Isaiah, he says, that there will be plowshares made out of weapons. We're going to have a peaceful environment. We're going to get rid of war. We're going to get rid of suffering. And the peace that God wants for us will take control of the world. And that's another reason why we should pray for the coming of the Lord. But we know that we already have the Prince of Peace in our lives. He's here fully and completely. He is the Prince of Peace. He is the one that can only bring true peace. And if we call ourselves followers of him, then we also have to be peacemakers. We have to bear peace into the world. So you and I, no matter how old we are, how young we are, how well we are called to be bearers of the Prince of Peace and to bring peace into the world. And what a wonderful gift that is, that we have been given in Jesus Christ, but also that we can share with others because we have the love of God in our lives. So we can ask ourselves again, how do I bring peace into the world? What do I do that makes it clear that I turn away from Satan and fear and violence, and instead I bring peace? What would that look like in our lives? How would we do that? How would we share peace with other people? Because again, it's a great gift, and it's in peace where we can truly see the goodness of God. And if we're running here and running there and we're not collected, that peace can give us an opportunity to say, ah, this is where it's truly at. It's in Jesus Christ. This is truly what's important, and I can put aside what is not important in order to be a peacemaker in the world. And if anything, the world needs peace today. Our own culture, the cultures around the world, the nations, we look at all the violence. Is it that we Christians are not peaceful people that there is so much violence? Are we not doing our job that there is so much violence in the world? We have to take responsibility for so much of what is going on in the world. If we don't speak up, if we don't live that peace, if we don't take Jesus Christ out into the world. So I'm going to recommend, as you go forth, to think about how you are called to be a peacemaker. What do you know in your own family that is, there's violence or suffering or tragedy, whatever? How can you bring peace into that situation? How can you bring peace to your coworkers? How can you bring peace to strangers that you meet and run into? And believe me, those are not accidents. Those are ways in which God makes things happen so that we can truly live up to our call as disciples to be peacemakers in the world. So as you go forth this week, remember, we receive the peacemaker himself, Christ, the Prince of Peace, in the readings that we have heard, in the Eucharist. So we have that peace in ourselves. We carry him into the world. How are we going to extend that peace as we go through the week? How are we going to bring that peace, which only Jesus Christ can bring? How are we going to bring it into the world to share it with our neighbors? So as people who are entering this Advent season, looking forward to the coming of God, one of the great gifts that we can give to others is our conviction that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and that he is the Prince of Peace, and he is the peace that we have and the peace that we are called to share with other people.